And welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on This House. In this hour, where we're talking about your electricity. Now, y'all know I'm pretty passionate about getting you to consider getting off the basic plan and get on to a plan where you can truly impact your bill by when you buy electricity. And to do that, I've brought in two special guests from SRP. I've got Mr. Adam Peterson, and when you want to talk about pricing, why don't you bring in the director of corporate pricing? Who else would you want to talk to? And we've got Zach Thompson, the manager of the Residential Contact Center. So guys, I appreciate y'all joining us here this Saturday morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us, Rosie.
And I'd like to give a tip of my hat to SRP for y'all's website. As a SRP customer, you have the privilege of getting on there and take a look at that SRP Home Energy Manager tool. I would think homeowners would have a lot of fun with that. Zach, do you get calls from a lot of people helping you navigate that little module?
Yeah, we absolutely do. It's a pretty easy tool, as you said, so customers don't necessarily need to call us. Most of them can figure it out as they go, but we're there 24/7, 365 days a week to help them. It's a great tool that we use in the contact center as well when we're talking to customers.
Oh, you just click on the size of your house and how many people live in it and a few attributes about the house, and it kind of helps you run through a calculation of what you should be paying, compare that to what you are paying, and see maybe where there are some savings. And y'all's DIY videos for energy saving projects are tremendous. Congratulations on putting that together. We're found right there on your website as well. But in my heart, all of that's important, but you have to look at how you buy electricity, and changing from one plan to another cost zero. You just have to do a little bit of research to find out which plan you should be on. So I'd like to take a minute and just talk y'all through the basic plans SRP offers. Adam, let's start with just the basic plan.
Well, SRP's basic plan is one where energy costs the same no matter what time of day you utilize it. So it's a lot of people like that simplicity. They like being able to just pay one price and not worry about what hours electricity costs more or less. But as I'm sure we'll get into a little bit, with that simplicity comes there isn't as much opportunity to take control of your usage and how much you pay for the energy.
Then from the basic, we're going to step into a couple tiered plans that are going to ask you to modify when you buy electricity. Let's talk about the Easy 3 and the time of use plan.
So both of those plans, we'll just refer to them as time of day plans. So typically with any time of day plan, there are on-peak hours where you're going to pay a little bit more for your electricity, and it varies at different times of the year. And then you're going to have off-peak hours, which are actually most of the hours in the day, where you pay less for your energy. And so it kind of reflects the reality that there's times when electricity is broadly available and inexpensive on the grid, and then there's times where it's more expensive. So if you can modify your behavior to use more of your electricity during the off-peak hours, it gives you that opportunity to save money. Now, Easy 3 only includes a three-hour on-peak period during weekends. So you can elect either a 3 to 6 on-peak or a 4 to 7 p.m. on-peak, and those are the hours that you'd need to avoid.
I tell people, and they get scared of it. I said, look, how scared would you be to go to the gas station on the corner and buy gas for 30% off after 7 o'clock and before 3 o'clock? If they sold gas for 30% less, exactly the same gas, exactly the same octane for 30% less at a different time of day, when in the world would you get in your car and go fill it up? It's that simple.
No, it is, and the interesting thing is, I think there's a perception that people think if I go on a time-of-use plan, that means I need to constantly be thinking about what I'm turning on, what I'm turning off, how I use electricity. But those plans are designed based on the average customer, and the average customer does not do that. They don't worry about when they're turning things on and off. And so those plants are designed so that a customer that doesn't change their behavior at all is likely going to pay about the same on time of use as they would on a basic rate.
And if
what it does is on the time of use rates, you have that opportunity to then shift your usage to maybe break even to where you're absolutely going to save money on time of use.
And I've seen some aggressive, educated homeowners that throw timers on their water, electric water heaters, timers on their electric pool pumps, make sure they don't start the oven. Maybe they'll do a little electric cook topping at dinner, but no oven cooking. And they do programmable thermostats. I've seen their SRP bills come in. The ones that are really tuned in and really know what they're doing are saving 30 to 40% over what they'd be paying just over basic. I mean, it adds up to some real money.
No, you can, depending on how aggressively you change your behaviors, you can save a substantial amount of money. Our average customer on time of use saves about 5% a month, give or take. And the thing is with that, though, our average customer does not substantially change their behavior.
Right.
Even
right.
Our time of use customers, a lot of them switched over to it just because they got a savings message on their bill telling them that, hey, without doing anything, you can save a couple dollars a month being on time of use or whatever it is. But there's customers in that group that engage in the behavioral changes you're talking about, where they set their water heater or, more impactful, their thermostat on their air conditioner
to
run and not run during certain hours of the day. And by doing that, they can save a substantial amount on their bill.
They really can. I've seen, they've sent me their bills and said, man, I can't believe what this has done for us. So there's, I have to tell you guys, there's one plan at SRP that's new to me, and I'm not familiar with it. What is the M Power plan?
So the M Power plan is SRP's prepaid electric plan, and I'll tell you, it's very similar to a basic plan in that you pay the same amount for electricity throughout the day. But one key advantage that it has over the basic plan, or a couple key advantages, one is these customers, and most of us, we use electricity, then at the end of the month, we'll get a bill, and we'll go ahead and pay that within the next couple of weeks. Whereas our prepaid customers, they put an amount of money on their meter. They might put $30 or $20 or however much they want to put. And then they'll watch that balance basically tick down. And so they understand exactly how quickly they're using their energy at any point in time. They can see it on an app. They can see it on a display unit in their house. And it really helps them. They can kind of take power of when they decide to make their payments, whether they want to pay weekly, whether they want to pay monthly. And they can see that basically that amount tick down. And what we see is it causes customers to use power more wisely. They're a lot more careful about turning off the lights.
They're pretty aware.
So it's the same plan as basic from how much they pay. You don't have that time of use opportunity yet on M-Power. But we do see a behavioral benefit to it, and that awareness of how much electricity costs does tend to make customers manage it more wisely.
Now, the other thing I love what SRP does is y'all give the homeowners a chance to do the research. And again, you can do the research with that home energy manager tool on the website. You can contact any one of the team at the residential contact center and visit with them. But once you've decided to try another plan, and I would say do the research now, make the change, because it's going to be June, July, and August that you're going to see the biggest difference. And if you go from basic to time of use and don't see a savings, y'all are going to let them swap back if, like, they don't see the savings they're looking for, or maybe they haven't got the family disciplined well enough and they saw possibly a little spike. But y'all give them 90 days to look it over and drive it. If you don't like it, we'll put you back.
Yep, that's exactly right. We have a 90-day guarantee. We'll send you your savings or loss each month in the notes section on your bill. We'll give you a comparison of how you did compared to the basic rate. And yeah, if 90 days, within that 90 days, if you feel like you're not saving, it's not the right plan for you, we'll go ahead and move you back to your old rate, and we'll credit you the difference.
That's fantastic. Well, guys, I can't thank y'all enough for joining me this morning just in my endeavor to educate homeowners to rethink how they're buying electricity. It's my conviction that the future is going to mandate the utility companies to all be structured this way. We're going to have to ease the top bubble of power consumption by all consuming through a time of use protocol in the foreseeable future. And I, Mr. Adam Peterson and Mr. Zach Thompson, can't thank you enough for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having us. Our pleasure. Thank you.
You know, something interesting too is I think Arizona utility companies get a bad rap because you don't have a choice on which one to use. And people that have come from states where you can
Texas, great state of Texas.
You know, you live in the Houston area, you can have in some areas up to like 7 or 8 different choices.
That's right.
Of which utility company you're going to buy your power from. And
it's a much different setup, that's for sure.
It is. But for what it costs to have power on your home,
live without it for a month.
Man, yeah, flip that switch.
Then tell me if it's worth it.
And man, it's a very valuable service. Just imagine what it would be like without it. Like Rosie said, go flip your switch for a month and see what it's worth. And again, that just comes into this catch-22. But we should have a choice on which one we want to pick. Well, you know that's at a level of history and laws and regulations. But I did read something, and I have it saved, an article about 6 months ago talking about steps that were being made to have that an option, having utility competition in Arizona.
Oh, it's on the discussion table, but it has been for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I was just saying.
Now,
but don't wait on that to do something about it. You can go to our website and today's top article, Taming Your Electric Bill, and it talks through all the things you can do simply, affordably. And I say affordably, some of them don't even, it's just acknowledging that this is how
pennies,
yeah, or a power hog in your home. And then, of course, we always talk about getting a home energy audit. If you really want to take it to the next level, it's a survey of your home that shows you a list of where you can improve your efficiencies and the estimated cost of those. Well, then you can take that and see, okay, if I'm going to spend on this, what am I going to save on this?
That's right. What's my return on investment?
And you soon realize that, you know, spending 30 grand on some solutions that some people and companies try and present you with don't have a return of anyone's existing lifespan.
Well, our article today talks about 10 things you can do, but I'd like to bring Dave into the conversation because this is one thing I was going to do. I was going to ask you all to call us. And if you have opted into a time of use plan away from a basic plan, give us a testimonial. Let's bring Dave in, and we want to do it right now real quick.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll bring Dave back.
Okay, Dave, hold on. I'm being overridden. The clock is more important. We've got to take this break. When we come back, Dave made the switch. This is an unpaid endorsement. This is a Rosie on the House listener, and he wants to tell y'all what switching to time of use did for him at his house when we get back.